As Christians, we are all very familiar with the prayer, the Our Father. We pray it quite regularly, and it may even become somewhat rote to us. But when we pray the Our Father, we ask God that His kingdom might come. What is this kingdom? What does this mean? What is this kingdom that we pray will come among us? Jesus, in the gospel we just heard, gives us three images to understand the kingdom. He says it's like a man who sowed seed, good seed, in his field. It's also like a mustard seed, and it's like yeast. Jesus speaks in parables to help us understand the things of God with familiar images. I'm sure we are all familiar with seeds and how they grow. Perhaps you've used yeast to make bread. These familiar images teach us about these spiritual things. And we need to understand what God's kingdom is like because through our baptism, we have already become part of that kingdom. In our baptism, we become brothers or sisters of Jesus and sons and daughters of God. So that seed of the kingdom has been planted in each of us, in our souls, and it looks forward to the day of its full flowering. So let's take a look at these parables and what they teach us about the kingdom. First, we have the parable of the man sowing the seed. And Jesus himself tells us that he is the one who sows the good seed. And the seed is God's grace, that gratuitous gift of God by which we can live virtuous lives, by which we can do good and avoid evil. These good seeds, these graces, come to us in so many different forms. We're perhaps most familiar with the graces of the sacraments, the graces that are bestowed on us through these seven rituals of our faith. But then grace also comes to us through prayer, through reading of the scriptures, through so many different ways that God bestows his gifts upon us. St. Paul mentions one of them in the second reading today. He speaks about the graces that come from the Holy Spirit. He says the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, that the Spirit is there to intercede for us when we feel weak. When we call on the Holy Spirit in those moments, those are graces that we receive from God. This parable also reminds us that the evil one, the devil, is at work sowing bad seed that produces weeds. Behind the rectory, I have a small 6x6 plot of land where I'm growing a vegetable garden. I have a few tomato plants and some peppers and cucumbers planted in there. And every morning I go out and water the garden. And every morning when I'm at the garden, I also do something else. Pull the weeds, right? Because unless I do it every day, they manage to get a hold on the garden. But Jesus, in this parable, says that the weeds and the weeds grow together. And this frustrates us. We don't want weeds growing. Why does the separating have to wait until later? And Jesus reminds us that God allows the weeds to grow so that his goodness can shine forth, that he can bring good out of situations that seem hopeless from our point of view. He allows the weeds to grow in hopes of giving a chance of repentance so that he can show his mercy and his love. Think about the fact that today's gospel was written down by St. Matthew. Who was Matthew? He was a tax collector, a public sinner, someone that other people would have detested greatly and maybe even wished that God wiped him out because he was a traitor to his nation. But God allows that weed to grow, and in that moment of repentance, Matthew is transformed. He becomes wheat, and we are the beneficiary of that because we can read his gospel. Think about St. Peter. He denied the Lord 3 times, and we might say, oh yeah, he should be struck down too. But he was open to repentance, to receive God's generous forgiveness. And so he teaches us that God treats us in the same way. So all of us, we realize that we have weeds growing up within us. None of us is perfect because we're human beings. So we don't want to wait until the end when God will do the separating. We want to respond to this time of repentance now and begin pulling out some of those weeds ourselves so that the good seeds can grow even bigger. Then we have the parable of the mustard seed. The mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds, but it produces a great plant. This parable reminds us that God delights in our cooperation in his kingdom. Sometimes we might wonder if God really cares about little old me, my life, my problems, my issues. But this parable reminds us that God does indeed care about everything. Nothing, even the smallest thing, escapes his concern. And so the same for us and for our lives. God delights in our cooperation. He delights in the cooperation of the humblest. Think about his plan of salvation. Who was involved in that? David was the least impressive of Jesse's sons. Our Blessed Mother was a young girl from an unknown part of the world. The apostles themselves weren't a whole lot to look at. But God delighted in these people who gave themselves over to him. Then we have that parable of the yeast, one of my favorites, because I always find yeast to be amazing. It comes in those tiny little packets, and you put it in a little bit of warm water, and it can do tremendous things. In the gospel, Jesus says that the woman had 3 measures of wheat flour. 3 measures of wheat flour was 60 pounds of flour. It's a lot of flour. That could make enough bread to feed well over 100 people. A great banquet of bread. The banquet is another image that Jesus uses to describe the kingdom. That the kingdom will be God's generosity. It will have a profound effect, even though it has somewhat unimpressive beginning. There's a hidden dynamism to God's kingdom. It might live within us now in a hidden way, but we believe that God can do so much with even a small offering. In a few moments in this Mass, we will pray the Our Father together. As we do, let's remember that God's kingdom is among us now, within those of us who are baptized, that Jesus has sown good seed in us, the good seed of God's grace, and that he can do so much with even that which is small. And let's pray that through the Eucharist we receive today, that we might respond to that grace of repentance, so that we might be among the righteous who will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father.